One more time.
N32.
Got it, next.
That's your fastest time yet, Miss Boylan. 5.5 seconds.
Well, Iola, is Evelyn Wood teaching speed bingo these days?
Of course not, Thelma. I owe it all to arts and crafts. There is nothing like macrame and decoupage to develop finger dexterity.
17 seconds, Grandma. Time is ticking away.
Well, you're ticking me off. Watch, so stop it.
Now, Thelma, no one said training for the bingo bonanza would be easy.
Yeah, if you want to win that $1,500 jackpot, you got to be able to handle a lot of cards.
Well, sometimes I think great bingo players are born, not made.
I mean, look at Ida Crooks. She can sit there with a chili dog in one hand, a beer in the other, and still play 15 cards while she lights up a Camel.
That's true, she is a natural. It just means the rest of us have to work that much harder.
I suppose you're right. Okay, one more time, Bubba.
Okay, Grandma.
G47.
Yeah,
two
down there and there.
What? I don't need your help. I can find it myself. Where'd you say the other one was?
Hello, all.
Hi, guys. How was your childbirth class?
Well, great. Another couple of sessions and we'll be experts at breathing.
What course are you going to take next, Hiccup 101?
No, Miss Harper. I'm learning a special breathing technique to help me relax. It's going to make delivery a breeze.
Dream on, Mamacita.
No, Thelma, it really does work. I saw it on 30-something. Or was that the new Munsters?
So, Uncle Vin, are you really going to be in the delivery room with Aunt Naomi?
I sure am. I'm going to be her coach.
What you got planned for halftime? Drill team and a marching band?
Ha ha, very funny. Come along, Vinton. Let us adjourn to our quarters.
Good idea, Skeeter. I need a nap. I'm beat from all that relaxing.
Yeah. I tell you what, with parents like those two, if that kid's got any sense, he won't come out.
Well, Grandma, I'm going to go upstairs. I got to write an essay on the ecology crisis.
Oh, wait, Bubba, what is more important, acid rain or my bingo game?
Oh, all right. I suppose the ozone layer can hold out for a few more minutes.
Oh, goody, let's get it on.
Okay.
B5.
Bingo!
Oh, big deal. It's just a practice game.
Hey, Grandma, you got a B5.
Oh, I'll be damned. Bingo! Hey, Iola, you ready for the big night?
I certainly am. I got my bingo survival kit.
Well, we're just going to the VFW hall, not a fallout shelter. What the hell you got in there?
Oh, not very much. I got the milk duds for quick energy, a visor to minimize fluorescent glare, liniment and band-aids for serious cases of bingo finger, mother's donut cushion for those never-ending blackout games.
You got any aspirin in there? You're giving me a headache.
Regular or buffer?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Could we please just get going?
I wouldn't drink too much of that coffee if I were you, Thelma. Bingo and bathroom breaks do not mix.
You got a cork in that bag for your mouth?
You guys off to bingo already?
Uh-huh. We want to get seats down front so we can see the numbers on the ping pong balls forward called. That's going to give us a 1.2-second advantage.
Where in the world did I leave my pocketbook?
Well, here it is, Grandma. I'll get it for you. Well, geez, what is this, a purse or a bowling bag?
I wanted to make sure Lady Luck was on my side tonight, so I packed my own bingo survival kit. A four-leaf clover, a lucky horseshoe, and a can of mace.
Well, now, what's the mace for?
The parking lot, when I leave with that $1,500.
Well,
we're off to our birthing class. Well, Vinton, where are you? Hurry up, honey.
I'm moving as fast as I can.
Well, now, I've heard of couples doing everything together, but this is ridiculous. Well, I just can't get over it. My boy in trouble.
Oh, now, Thelma, I'm sure there's a perfectly logical explanation for this.
Say, Uncle Vint, any idea who the father is?
All right, lay off my husband, the lot of you. He is simply doing a homework assignment for our birthing class.
Well, it looks like his assignment's about a month overdue.
Skeeter, I'm tired of being pregnant. Can I quit now?
No, honey. You have got to stay in the family way all night.
What in the world are you two talking about?
It's Vinton's turn to wear the sympathy belly for class. You see, Miss Harper, this has been scientifically designed to give the husband the feeling of being pregnant.
I think it's been scientifically designed to make him look like a jackass.
Oh, I don't know, Thelma. It does kind of give him that special glow.
Well, it sure is hard to move around in this contraption.
Be careful, Uncle Vint. Your shoelace is untied.
It is? Which one?
I'll tie it for you, Vint.
No, Iola. The rules say that he must do everything for himself.
Oh, hot diggity. All right, little mother, do your stuff.
Let's see it. Come on. You can do it. Careful there now. Come on. Pull your arm. Careful.
The Hindenburg has landed. Well, Vinton, you've just learned the first rule of pregnancy. Always wear penny loafers.
Somebody help me up.
I'm sorry, hello, sweetheart, but rules are rules.
I swear, Vinton, you look like one of them beached sea turtles on one of those nature specials.
I always wonder why the cameraman don't just flip them over and head them back out to sea.
Yeah, Uncle Vint, it's for you. It's your boss down at Quick Keys.
Oh, sit it right here, Bubba.
Look, it's Ma Bell.
Hello, Mr. Carstairs. I got it, sir. Right away.
What did Mr. Carstairs want, Vinton?
Well, he's at the Rendezvous Motel out on Route 5. Says it's an emergency.
Well, what sort of emergency?
Well, I don't know. All I could get out of him was something about handcuffs, a headboard, and a stewardess named Misty. Help me up.
Angel, think we just had that man to dinner last month. But, honey, what about our class?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey, but if I don't help Mr. Carstairs, I'll lose my job.
Vint, aren't you forgetting something?
I better visit the bathroom.
Well, it can't be morning sickness, not in its third trimester.
Oh, great. Tonight is transitional breathing, and now I have no coach.
Well, don't look at me. I got the greenhouse effect to worry about.
Oh, no. Now, I'm not going to give up a chance at $1,500.
Are you saying that that jackpot means more to you than your daughter-in-law?
Bingo, bimbo.
Ladies, I think there's a perfectly simple solution to this dilemma.
You're going to go with her?
Certainly not. I meant that you can do both, Thelma.
She's right. The class gets out at 7:45.
Well, there you have it. You'll be out in plenty of time to play bingo.
Well, by then all the good cards will be gone.
Oh, don't worry. I'll pick some winners for you.
Well, you've got all the answers, don't you, Miss Fixit?
Yeah, so is it settled, Miss Harper?
Oh, all right. I'll be your damn coach. Don't touch me.
I think my ankles are swollen.
Well, I ain't calling Ripley's till your water breaks.
I better skedaddle. Goodbye, hon.
Bye, darling.
Oh, aren't they sweet? Sweet hell. They look like Tweedledum and Tweedledumber.
Here's my mother-in-law. Excuse me. Miss Harper, have you been calling that bingo parlor again?
Well, yes, I have. They're already into the $50 games. Where's your teacher?
I don't know, but I'm sure she'll be here. She's never been late before.
What do you want to bet she took off and went to the bingo bonanza herself?
I doubt that very much. Now come along and socialize. Oh, Sally, Ed.
Forget it. I'm in no mood to hear the future moms of America discuss the miracle of disposable diapers.
Hello, everyone. Sorry I'm late, but I have wonderful news.
You're calling off the class?
No. I just shared in the birthing experience of your classmates, Verlene and Phil.
It's wonderful. What did they have?
Probably a boy or a girl. Could we get started already?
I'm sorry. I don't believe we've met.
Oh, Margaret Headley. This is my mother-in-law, Thelma Harper. She's standing in for Vinton tonight because he had an emergency at work.
Welcome to the class, Thelma. It's so nice when a member of the older generation participates.
Yeah, well, I'm getting older by the minute, so let's cut the chit-chat and get this show on the road.
All right. Class, let's start with our relaxation exercises. Everybody, make yourselves comfortable.
Okay, hurry up. Yep. Looks like a herd of hippos doing a limbo.
Now, close your eyes. Release all the tension from your bodies and just relax.
Okay, they're putty in your hands. What next?
You too, Mrs. Harper. The quicker you relax, the quicker we'll finish.
You got it, thanks.
Now, think of a place that makes you happy and go there in your minds. Naomi, have you found your quiet place?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm at a Club Med lying on a beautiful, warm beach.
Oh, how lovely. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm winning 1,500 big ones in a smoky bingo parlor.
Please, you're not taking this seriously.
Oh, yes, I am. But who wants to be on the beach? It's full of sand, fleas, and tar.
Then try someplace else. How about a lovely green meadow?
What, and tiptoe through the cow pies?
Well, there must be some place you can go.
Margaret, I will handle this. All right, Miss Harper, I want you to pretend that you're lying in the hammock in the backyard after a big meal.
What'd I have?
Barbecued ribs, baked beans, and a couple of brews.
Now you're talking.
That's right. You see, when we cooperate and go with the flow, how wonderful we feel.
Oh, really, Miss Harper? Don't you dare!
And so, once again, the cycle is complete. A new baby. A new beginning. Truly, this is the joy of birth.
Let's take a short break.
Well, get me up here.
You know, Miss Harper, I think that is the most beautiful movie I've seen since 101 Dalmatians.
Well, the plot could certainly use a little work. I knew right from the beginning how it was going to come out.
Well, perhaps you would have been a little more moved if you hadn't kept pressing the fast-forward button.
Hey, all I did was speed through the dirty parts. I cannot believe she would show that kind of smut to a mixed crowd.
All right, class, it's time to move on.
Hallelujah, it's been great fun. I'll see you later.
Just a minute! Where do you think you're going?
To bingo! She said we could move on!
She meant move on to transitional breathing. This is what I need a coach for.
Oh, for crying out loud.
All right, ladies, take your positions. Coaches, down on your knees.
Oh, no. Great. Now we're going to play leapfrog.
Please, just do what the other coaches are doing.
Now, ladies, remember, in order to concentrate on your breathing, it's good to use a focal point. Look around the room and try to pick out an object. Anything will do.
Oh, let me see. The light switch. No. The thermostat. No, I used that last time.
Will you shut up and focus? I would like to get out of here before your 9 months are up, Buddha Belly.
Now, coaches, you're going to guide your partners through the breathing like this, remember? Inhale, exhale. Now, you try it. Pretend you're leading a band. Inhale, exhale. Inhale.
This room sounds like an obscene phone call.
Miss Harper, I'm waiting to be coached.
Oh, all right, fine. Just tell Lawrence you have got his start. And a one, and a two. Hold it right there, everybody. Wait, my damn girdle's riding up.
Mrs. Harper, you are disturbing the class.
Well, I'm sorry, but all of this breathing stuff is just a bunch of hot air.
It is not. It is a very important part of the miracle of birth.
Miracle, my Aunt Fanny. The only miracle is how anybody survives the god-awful pain.
Oh, Ed, what is she saying?
No, Sally, stay calm.
That's right, honey. That's right, honey. Mrs. Harper, we're not naive about this. We know that there's a little discomfort. But controlled breathing helps the mother keep her mind off of it.
Well spoken, yes.
Yeah, spoken like a man. The hell do you know about it? Girls, I'm going to show you a little breathing technique that I learned about an hour before my Benton was born. It goes like this. Inhale. When they knew how to treat the mother right. Minute you got to the delivery room, they knocked you out. When you came to, they combed your hair, slapped a bed jacket on you, and handed you a little bundle of joy.
Well, we find this method much more rewarding.
That's right. I want my Ed here to share in the birth experience.
Oh, Ed, share this. Just go chain smoke in the waiting room like Mother Nature intended.
Is it really that bad?
Labor pain? Well, Ed, it's just a little worse than this. How about I slam your thumb in the car door, squeeze your nose in a vise, and then knee in the groin?
Harper, you are scaring the class.
Please, please, everybody, I'm sure you'll realize that the birth process isn't such an ordeal.
Well, maybe you're right, Mags. The real horror starts when you get that kid home. You girls are going to be sweating bullets trying to get the little bugger to nurse. And once he does decide to chow down, the sucker won't let go. I'm telling you right now, gals, them C cups are going to be heading south for the winter.
Thank you for sharing, Mrs.
Oh, Harper. I'm just getting started, Mads. Now, here's another little ugly fact for you girls. You are going to feel like the walking dead. Waking up and jumping out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning to change a dirty diaper, whoosh! And if you do have a boy, I suggest that you invest in a good pair of goggles because those little pistols can hit a moving target at 20 minutes.
That will do, Mrs. Harper!
I'll tell you something else, and if I'm lying, I'm dying, girls. Things between you and your husband will never, ever be the same again. Once you bring a baby into the house, romance goes out the window. Let's face it, not every woman gets her figure back like I did.
Mrs. Harper, it's time for you to leave.
Well, I think you're right, Mags. I'm going to get the bingo just in time to win my jackpot. Good luck, girls. And remember that breathing technique, everybody. Inhale. Ah!
And it took Miss Headley nearly a half an hour to get the class bonded again.
Wow, what a night. Hey, how'd it go with your boss, Uncle Vint?
Well, he was so grateful that I helped him out of his predicament that he promised me a maternity bonus.
Well, we're back. Hope everybody had a wonderful evening.
Uh-oh. I don't see any $1,500 smiles.
Well, I just can't believe it. That cheapskate Roselle won it playing one lousy card.
That serves you right for ruining our class.
Yeah, Mama. You made a mockery of motherhood.
Shut up and count your stretch marks, Mr. Mom.